Welcome to Define Your Path with Doc V, bringing you real talk with global thought leaders to inspire hearts and minds for sustainable breakthroughs and profitability for your life and business. Here's your host, Doc V.
Hi, I'm Dr. Virginia LeBlanc, also known as Doc V, the Pivot Maestro. Welcome to the Define Your Path podcast for those seeking to define their own path into purposed entrepreneurship. This is a show about transforming perspectives, as well as inspiring and motivating you to think without a box by exposing you to global thought leaders and change agents like my guest today, and legacy builders across industries on how they successfully define their path in life and business to profitability and sustainable wins. At Defining Paths, we operate in truth, transparency, and love to help you navigate the waters of your life and put you back in business. And Define Your Path podcast is no different. It all starts in the mind. Will you be the captain or the crew? Today's spotlight is with my very, very dear friend, Kevin Lee. Welcome to the show, Kevin.
Doc V, good to see you. Thank you so much for this opportunity today.
Yes, you are so welcome. He's an international best-selling author, media personality, conscious business coach, motivational speaker. Kevin does it all, if you haven't figured it out.
I'm busy.
Attending his enlightening programs empowers clients by teaching them topics like purpose, leadership, business entrepreneurialism, service to others, gratitude, and self-love. His mind-body-spirit teachings include consciousness, death and dying, and the soul self, S-O-U-L, self. Mm-hmm. Kevin has been featured on NBC, CBS, Fox, and Chicago News. His number one international best-selling book, Your Divine Purpose, A Journey to Fulfillment and Legacy, has earned high praise from readers. Kevin has been trained extensively and certified by notable names as the Lisa Nichols, John C. Maxwell, and the Profit Coach herself, Susie Carter. He has also professionally produced two meditation albums, so check them out, and his podcast show, Live with Kevin Lee, interviewing leaders, luminaries, and sharing enlightening lessons for his audiences. Again, Kevin, I am super excited and look forward to my listeners to hear your story and how you face your fears to love the skin you're in and pivot into pursuing your passion and soul purpose. So as we talked about at the beginning, you know, before we came on the air, we asked two questions. We keep it simple. And those questions are, how have you defined your path and how do you help others define theirs? So the spotlight is yours, my friend.
Thank you so much, Dr. V. Well, that first question, how do you define the path? And just give me the question one more time.
Absolutely. So how have you defined your path? So I want people to know who you are, how you came to be, you know, Kevin Lee, you know.
Oh, I love it. love it. Mine was going into programs and I'm like, okay, I've created a program.
That's the second one.
What she wants to know. Okay.
That's the second question.
easy. Okay. So, well, let me tell you this. You know, we have all the accolades that you mentioned earlier. A lot, I have been in the business, if you will, and really ministry is my background. Also nursing is my background, which we didn't even touch on. But in the last 15 years, with a lot of the ministry work that I was doing, these accolades came about because of a lot of hard work, a lot of consistency, a lot of determination, taking personal responsibility for making things happen. And those were growth opportunities for me, really big growth opportunities, because I was stepping out into the world beyond the brick and mortar, church walls, ministry walls, seminary walls, and taking a big risk, because I didn't ever really see myself. I could see myself speaking in a building, but really not speaking on a global platform, especially like this. Mm-hmm. And so with all of those, even with all those accolades, and when I look back in 15 years, to be able to sit here today and to say to you with a smile on my face and a lot of pride in my spirit, I have inspired over 20,000 people with mm-hmm. my word, with my message, with my offerings in the last 15 years. And that really does blow my mind. And
yeah.
Because I have that consistency, that word keeps coming up every Sunday or every opportunity I was given. I was taught to always say yes when someone asked you to do something. Now I'm very smart now, much smarter. I don't say yes to everything, but those opportunities are baby steps are everything in business, in life, in change, in a lot of things. And, you know, it was my life wasn't always that bright. I haven't always been a speaker. I used to run from opportunities. I used to be horrified to be asked to speak in front of people. I just didn't want to be the person because my mindset was if I'm in the spotlight, I'm being selfish. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, because of my religious upbringing, we were taught not to be selfish. I'll leave it that. Mm-hmm. Really to serve others. And so I'll say this is that many years ago, I was a little boy growing up on a big Texas cattle ranch and life was not easy for us, especially for me, because I seemed to always be the problem. Mm-hmm. I was a problem in the family. I was a problem in the community. I was a problem in the church. I was a problem in many regards because I was my identity, my expression was as a less than masculine little boy. Mm-hmm. I was very sensitive, very emotional. I would cry whenever the need arose for me to cry, or I was constantly connecting with people, very, very social, like a social butterfly. That wasn't expected in our community of boys to be like that. Mm-hmm. So that caught me a lot of flack. I laugh now and say I was a little too bright for the cave that I was living in, a cave of darkness. Yeah. But you know what? Their souls needed that. And I needed to be birthed into that because let me just go a little further in that story. So just a few years later, in my teenage years, I decided I was independent enough to make my own decisions. Mm-hmm. And I hopped in an old rickety old farm truck and left the farm one day and went to town for most of the day, probably. Mm-hmm. But when I came home, and I entered into our home, my father had probably the angriest face I have ever seen in my life and the reddest skin I have ever seen on anyone in my life. Wow. And he wanted to know where I was, thought I'd been up to no good with somebody. Mm-hmm. But he was also not there to point love at me. He was there to point a shotgun at me.
Oh, wow.
And he told me that he would rather be in jail than to have a son like me. And I realized in that moment, it really solidified in my mind all of those deprecating thoughts or the negative thoughts, the words from society, the words from church and community and family, that it all was real. Because if somebody that was family would be willing to let me go like that, yes, then did they really love me? Was I worth anything? Mm-hmm. And I truly believed that I didn't matter. I truly believed I didn't have any value. I had no say. I was to be seen, never heard. And I was also considered, you know, as many religions feel, that being gay is an abomination. Mm-hmm. So I had all of these people coming at me constantly in my childhood and teen years and into adulthood. And so that was a wake-up call. That turned me into very angry little Kevin. I put on some big bridges.
Yeah.
And in that experience, I became very selfish. I can admit that. I remember thinking to myself, well, if you don't want me, I want me. And I'm going to prove to you I'm better than you think I am. And I don't need you. If you don't want me, then I don't need you. And I'm going to show you I don't need you. I'm going to be a success regardless of what you are to me. Mm-hmm. And so I walked away from that relationship and I entered life. And what's interesting is that over the years, as I began to grow and especially growing into this experience, I did everything for myself to be a success. And I've had a lot of successes because of that drive, yeah, that experience, that very painful experience. And then I had the universe. I told the universe, I think, I'm going to do me. And I really didn't care about the divine force, the universe, other people. I was going to be the success. But mm-hmm. the universe said, it's going to be about me. So in about 2007, the universe slapped me in the face. Uh-huh. And I had a crazy, it was shocking because I didn't really believe in it, but I had a crazy mystical experience. Mm-hmm. And a message was delivered to me from Mother Mary through a prophetic preacher. Mm-hmm. And it was so evidential and so synchronistic in my life. It was uncanny because I was literally about to walk away from the little church I'd discovered. The one that I had run and hosted and built up and everything over the last 15 years. So in that experience, I realized that the message that was brought through that preacher for me from this saintly being was one of positivity, one of love, that I mattered, that I was valued, mm-hmm. and that I was not in a negative light in God's eyes, that I had value in the sense that I was told, if I will find my purpose and if I will step onto this path that she had guided me towards, which is this church and this new life, mm-hmm. then I would be able to touch the lives and change the lives of tens of thousands of people in my life, but I could choose to walk away. Wow. And nobody knew that. Nobody knew. I was literally less than 24 hours. I'd made that decision. I was walking away from all that. I didn't want to. I was just so worried about being back in the church. I was going to walk away.
Wow.
And I went home that evening because that message was so providential. And I realized what everyone had taught me, what books had taught me, what movies had taught me, what society and family had taught me was all wrong. I knew it all didn't make sense, but this finally made sense to me. Mm-hmm. And I realized in that evening that my purpose was going to be to help others be lifted up, to find value in them, to find purpose in their life, to make sure that people knew that they mattered. And I did that from a place of compassion because I certainly wasn't treated with compassion. And it was so, that valley walk was, that was a walk of fire. Tony Robbins, walk of fire. It was hot.
Yes.
But I made it through. I made it through that. And so this experience changed my life. And I realized it took me 15 years to get to this point. Mm-hmm. But I realized, especially in the last couple of years, it's time to crank it up a notch and take what I had been doing behind closed doors in a brick and mortar structure, a private spiritual ministry to help people better their lives, not even religious, just better their lives.
Yes.
And to take it public. And that's where a lot of my public speaking, my book, Your Divine Purpose, my book came from that experience. My book came from the pivot of the pandemic.
Yes.
And my programs, my offerings, and my podcasts, everything has really come from the pivot because I realized it's time to step up and share, to shine, really be that lighthouse for people in troubled waters, people who don't know where to go. Where is safe harbor?
Yes.
Here I am.
Right there.
My community is safe. No judgment here. Safe zone.
Yes.
And that's really how it all began. And so I realized if I don't consider myself a genius or an expert of anything really, but I have a lot of experience. I've got a lot of firsthand experience and I know what it feels like. And if I can serve from a place of feeling in my heart and the pain, turn that pain into a purpose or turn the pain into a pathway for someone.
Yes,
I can begin to change lives profoundly, one at a time, 10 at a time, 100 at a time. Now with the internet, you can do 100 people easy.
Yes.
You know, you can serve so many people. And it has shown me I matter and I bring value to people. And it truly has changed my life. It truly has.
Kevin, I'm sitting over here with just cold chills. I've just been having this ripple effect from cold chills, just listening to your story. And you know what? I've known some of this, but not the fullness. I love, love, love how you are owning your story, your truth.
We have to.
Yeah.
We have.
Absolutely. You know, you're being transparent about it and you're proliferating love. You know, look, I don't want to take us to church or nothing, but let the spirit lead.
But it's true. Love it's the skin true. You're in.
And we were taught we are supposed to love thy neighbor as thyself, you know, and that's something that we really have difficulty with. Yes. And it takes people who I love what you said about your pain, you know, your purpose coming from your pain. I say that all the time. Your passion, your purpose, it comes from your pain, and you're walking in that, and it's right. elevating you as a result. And, you know, just the bright light that you're shining, folks are just gravitating toward right. you, because there is no condemnation. There right. is no judgment in the messages right. you teach, in who you are, and how, you know, how you try to uplift folks. So
I wish I had one handy. You know what? Yeah. I had a little slogan put on my pen for my former ministry. We closed our doors during the pandemic. It's mm-hmm. we permanently moved beyond that. But we had these little pins that we gave out, and I came up with this idea to put on the pin: no sin, no hell, only love. Because mm-hmm. wow. I didn't want any of that stuff in my ministry. Mm-hmm. Wasn't going to talk. I didn't want to bring that up. I didn't want to scare people. I didn't want to bring the message down. There's no reason why we can't talk about love, self-love, compassion, forgiveness, mm-hmm. inspiration, upliftment. I want to talk about positive things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you are literally teaching people to face their fears and helping right. them embrace them mm-hmm. and use that fear. You know, it becomes their ally when you embrace those fears. I mean, just look at you. So tell us more about your programs. What are you up to? What is Kevin Lee up to? I know you've been trotting the globe and stuff.
I do. I stay busy. Well, I'll tell you, one of the biggest things that I have been wanting to do, it's taken me about a year to figure out what I really wanted to do, but I realized it's time to have like a signature program. Who, you know, everybody on stage and on camera's got a signature book or program or something, but I realized that just offering small one-time programs to people wasn't enough. People want to do a deep dive.
Yeah.
And so I'm in the process of creating, we're developing, we should be done in the next few months, but we have a section in my website and which is a landing page where we'd love for people to jump into our waiting list while everything is being built. We would love to stay in touch with people, but we're creating a 6-month right now, 6 month, it may be bigger, but 6 month purpose discovery coaching program. Mm-hmm. And this program is to remind people the fact that really to get them to do a lot of what I call self-awareness work or yes. inner work, you know, people run from inner work, but that's what we have to do. If we don't know thyself, if we don't know who we are, mm-hmm. how are we going to be able to step up and step out and serve people when we don't even know who we are? If mm-hmm. I didn't know who I was, I could not have told you that story I told you 10 minutes ago about a gun to my face or right. a father who just was done with me. Mm-hmm. And so I could not have been able to complete that. I would have melted right. in emotion. So if we don't take the time to take the sting out of pain by looking at it in a new light, mm-hmm. we will never be able to rise up and heal others or transform people's lives. So I really do take people into these kind of the shaky waters in life. And I want to get you to discover what are your talents. This is the shallow end, the yeah. talents and the your skills, your desires. What are your dreams? What are your passions? What are you passionate about? Right? What do you love in life? Yeah. Well, that's the shallow end. But then we'll take you a little bit deeper to find out, you know, what are some of the dreams that you've given up on? What do you regret in life that you've never gone back after? What have you put up on a shelf mm-hmm. and you walked away from it and you thought, I'm going to come back and I'm going to do you someday. Well, when is someday? It needs to be today.
Right.
Let's get started. Do something. And I really do try, and I'm a pusher. I do push my students. I'm mm-hmm. tough because my mentors and my coaches, they're
take no prisoners.
Accountability. You know, if you pay good money, they are going to give you good coaching. And so yeah. that's really what I've learned, is to make sure that we kind of turn up the heat respectfully to make sure the students are moving forward. I know students can be intimidated, but I try to make sure from a compassionate perspective that they have a place of safety, that they recognize that I'm there with them. I'm going to be real with them. We're going to share some things that maybe they've never shared in a group setting mm-hmm. Live. It's a private group setting that we're creating for this coaching program. We'll meet every month, most likely even twice a month. We'll have video modules. We'll have homework to do, what I call life work. I like mm-hmm. that word better, like life work, not homework.
I might have to
We're working on our life, really.
Right. Mm-hmm.
and things like that. And really just building, like I mentioned earlier, I am the lighthouse to provide you safe harbor. And I want my students to know when you come into the program that they are entering a community of accountability and safety. So we're going to hold each other up. I'm going to hold you all up. And my tribe, my leaders who have gone through some of my previous programs will be there to stand at my side to catch some that either I don't notice or that I release in responsibility to. So, you know, I don't do it alone. I actually have a team of people helping me. And I'm super excited because we're going to just help people discover what is their purpose.
Yes.
What would they like to do with that purpose? How can you monetize that purpose? Because it's actually very important.
Yes.
And I talk about money, not from a money perspective, because Compassionate Kevin comes back from ministry. People don't like to talk about money, but
right.
money is just energy.
Yeah.
And like I teach,
ooh, beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Money, you know, it sounds kind of woo-woo, but let me tell you this. Mm-hmm. Money is this. When I come to your job and I give you an hour of my consulting expertise, you pay me an hour of energy called money.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is.
Wow.
So money is energy.
That.
It's an exchange of energy. I mm-hmm. produce and share my life force energy and knowledge with you, and you share the energy of money with me. That's how consultancy and purchase and things like that work. So I talk to my students about turning your purpose or monetizing it so that it's sustainable. It supports mm-hmm. your family. It supports your nonprofit, your government organization you've created. It creates your citywide organization you've created. It supports your community in some
right.
way.
Right.
And then how do we use all of this to create a legacy? That's the ripple mm-hmm. effect through your own students or the people you touch in the world.
Yes.
And legacy is super important. I love the imagery of a ripple on water
mm-hmm.
because it really is my light. You know, I tell my students, I'm like, I'm the human torch. So I'm going to lean forward and give you a little bit of my torch fire, mm-hmm. light you up. But that light, that energy never diminishes because you can take that and you can share that with your students or with other leaders or with people mm-hmm. in need in the community. So the light continues to ripple out. That's your legacy.
Mm, so beautiful. Oh, brilliant, brilliant. Oh my goodness. We're going to make sure that we have that link for people so they can jump into that program, you know, get on the list and make sure they get that information because that is powerful. So powerful, Kevin. And I would love to come and support, participate thank however you need me.
Thank you so much. We will work something out. Absolutely. 100%. I would love that. I'd be honored.
Thank you. So if you had some thoughts that you wanted to leave people with just about, you know, the fears that they're facing, you know, one, jumping out of the workplace and, you know, and pursuing this entrepreneurial journey, you know, just right. those fears that you deal with. Talk a little bit about how they should manage their reality with that until they can break out of that situation, that circumstance, and live this inspired life full time.
Well, I'll tell you 2 points. One, with fear of any kind, if we face the fear, we are shining the light of our understanding or awareness onto a situation that is really the darkness of ignorance. Because fear is false evidence appearing real, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when we face that fear, we disempower it. We take its power away. We begin to understand what causes that emotion or a thought of fear. We take its power away. And so with that, when we're working what we call parallelpreneurs, which I love that,
mm-hmm.
where we basically are working a main job that is cash producing for our family or in general, our life in general, but we have this purpose-driven program, meaning a business idea or a hobby idea, a service to the world idea, and can we just leave our day job and all that big paycheck behind and jump into the new thing? It mostly doesn't work unless you're really skilled and you know what you're doing. So what I always teach the public is it's best to be aware that you be very strategic in setting up your foundation of what would you like to achieve. Make mm-hmm. sure that you have a coach at your side who understands how to start a small business, who has built a business around maybe purpose, for instance, and also to build slowly. Do not compare yourself to the John Maxwells, the Tony Robbins, and the T.D. Jakes of the world and the Oprahs of the world. Mm-hmm. They have been doing it a long time. So we are small potatoes, respectfully. But if we start small and we begin to build, we can do that step by step by step, very slowly, where the income of that parallel interest, the job or business, is building up closer to what we are making in our regular day job, right? The investor mm-hmm. that invests in us, the J-O-B. Mm-hmm. And so we need to make sure that we're beginning to bring in more money in that purpose-driven business than we are in the primary job. And once we see that that business is sustainable, even at least 50%, you are, I would encourage my students to consider jumping. Because once you've got full-time attention, that 50% and 50%, it goes now to 100, and you can leave the day job and build yourself right into that new mm-hmm. business. Much easier and safer, less fear, and you'll be much more empowered in that process.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Very wise advice. You know, some of us jumped out quicker.
I hear you.
But as Kevin said, you know, you have this, when you know you have the skills, you have the connections, et cetera, sometimes you can do that. So that's why it's so important to get connected with a coach, you know, someone who's been there, done that, who can help lead and guide you along this path, you know, and to find your purpose. So I am super excited about what you're doing, Kevin. I don't want to let you go. I want to bring out one more thing.
Sure.
If you have a little time.
Absolutely.
I love also what you said about not comparing yourself to others, because that is a huge sociocultural issue.
Huge.
And it paralyzes us. You know, it does so much detriment to the psyche, to our mental stability. You know, and so what we really need to realize is that we're only in competition with ourselves, and that competition is to learn how to love the skin you're in and to own who you are, where you are, when you are, and walk in your greatness, not someone else's. You want to give some closing thoughts on that?
Well, I'll just be brief with this thought, but basically you're 100% right, which is we must never compare ourselves to other people, because we actually, as individuals on earth, we are meant to have a purpose and a journey that is unique to us. Yeah. And so if I try to step into your shoes to be the Doc V of Defining Your Path podcast, then I wouldn't be doing that from a place of authenticity. And let me tell you, audiences can smell fake.
Yes.
And that is why I have chosen to really be an open book in my life, to share a lot of things that were very painful, very emotional, honestly, quite embarrassing, and not the most glorious of things. And I found that in the sharing of my authenticity, that people are magnetically drawn more to me. There is a charisma that builds just this incredible energy that builds between me and students and clients and groups. And when I begin to share authentically, because I have stopped comparing myself to those former preachers of the world and great speakers of the world. Yes. And I stopped trying to copy them and use their phrases, and because people could spot it a mile away.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's so true. We have to be authentic. That's what they need. People don't care what you know, which is the comparison. You're trying to copy somebody. They just want to know that you care about them, which is authenticity, serving from my heart, not my head.
Beautiful. Serving from your heart, not your head. Perfect way to end this episode of Define Your Path. Oh my goodness, Kevin. So many divine downloads. I just want to thank you so much for being our spotlight today.
You're so welcome. Appreciate you.
And folks, audience, I want you to be sure to follow Kevin Lee on social media. So, Kevin, please tell us again, what's your website or what's the best way to connect?
Yeah, the best way to reach me, I'm on all social media platforms, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. And you can find me by searching for Rev Kevin Lee, R-E-V Kevin Lee. But also you can go to my website, which is revkevinlee.com. Super simple. And you can find me everywhere. Google's got my number, apparently.
Oh, my goodness. And folks, you may also connect with Kevin, read his full bio and connect to his social media on our Define Your Path podcast platform. So I want to remind you to be sure to visit our virtual home to see what we're up to at definingpaths.online. And it's an awful lot. I'm Doc V, the Pivot Maestro, and always your corner woman. Be true to you and define your path. We'll see you on our next episode. And again, thank you so much, Kevin.
Thank you so much, my dear. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Define Your Path with Doc V. To learn how to see with true vision and define your path, visit definingpaths.online/true-vision.